dance music. It's like old-timey good party music.
What's your interest in that kind of music? You play the fiddle, for example. You're really good at it. Why play that kind of music?
I grew up hearing it a lot. My father listens to a lot of acoustic music and a lot of traditional music. And I also played a lot of rock and roll and things like that. And I still like that kind of stuff, too. But I think when I started getting into playing banjo and fiddle with this kind of music, I realized that there's a real kind of community aspect about it, and just a lot of people getting together and going to campouts, and these kind of little cultures they exist all over the world pretty much. And so over the years traveling playing music, we've gotten to really connect with people.
I noticed your tour looks like this coming summer. There's a lot of camps and festivals that you're scheduled for. But then looking back at what you just did in March, you actually spent a week in Norway.
Yeah, it was great. We played in another band called Cajun Country Revival with two guys from Louisiana playing Cajun music. So we did a kind of a double tour with Foghorn String Band and the Cajun Country Revival, and we got to play in festival in Oslo, got to spend 5 days in Bergen, way on the west, and also in this really neat village called Rauland, which is the Telemark region of Norway. And that we got to go to this folk school there. That was really amazing. They're teaching the old traditional types of music and dance and
traditional Norwegian music.
Yeah. So just like I was talking about the traditions of American old time music, in Norway, their fiddles are called Hardanger fiddles, and they're just like a little bit different and have a few extra strings and things like that. But so we got to see how their dances worked, and they're really similar to some of our square dances. But then we go to Ireland quite a bit, in Scotland, and they have such a amazing traditional music there too, with the fiddles. And
when you're touring internationally, do those audiences, say for example in Norway, do they connect with the American roots music?
Yeah, they really do. I think kind of all the notes are all there, but you know, that's just kind of spoken in a different accent. You know, music's a lot like language in that way. But they had a great time. We had a really incredible response.
Your tour happening in Alaska right now, you've kind of been around the Anchorage area, and then you're going to come down to Southeast and play some down here. What can your Alaskan audiences expect at your show?
Well, you're going to hear a whole lot of instrumental fiddle tunes, but then you're going to hear a lot of like early country music. And then also we play some Cajun music too. So our bass player Nadine Landry is from the very east coast of Quebec. She's Acadian, which is where all the Cajuns originally came from, that area, the Maritimes region of Canada. She's a French speaker, and so we do a lot of the Cajun repertoire. So it'll be some two steps, some waltzes. We just played in Homer last night, and just the response that we seem to get a lot of the time is just like, oh, I just was, might have been having kind of a downer day, and I just, whenever I hear you guys, I just get so happy. So it's, we definitely think it's happy celebration music for sure.